Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Robin Zodiac Show. Every Sunday between 12 and 12:30 Pacific Standard Time, I'm here doing live psychic readings. Also, check me out on Amazon. I've written a series called Secrets to New You Love. Log on to my website at www.psychic.com. That's psychic.com. It's the word psychic with a dash in the middle. So let's get to your calls now.
Hello, hello. It's Robin Zodiac. Watch me on Facebook Live at Psychic Lifestyle page for a psychic workshop and a tarot card reading lesson on behalf of Psychic School. Thank you. Get a live lesson as I do the readings from Blog Talk Radio. Have you ever wanted to become psychic? And do you want to do psychic readings? Then join me, Robin Zodiac, for a tarot card lesson in this live workshop courtesy of Psychic School. So with that, we're going to go directly to the callers. And also, callers, it's one question. I'm going to do a 10-card spread, and I'm going to explain the card to you, and we're going to move right along. We have a very busy switchboard today, so we're going to go to the one that's been holding for 16 minutes. Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hi, Robin. Thank you for taking my call. This is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. How can I help today?
Hi. I wanted to know the current job that I work at, the one that I met Frank at. I just wanted to know if you saw me leaving that job anytime soon or, like, what the outlook is.
Okay, let's see here. Well, it does feel like you're going to meet somebody, a new man with money, so it does feel like it's a future employer. It does feel that you're going to stick around on your current position at least for 6 months. So I feel like the change would probably come because I got six twice. It says that there's a successful completion to your question, meaning that there does seem to be a completion of a job change because I see a new man that has money coming in. It does feel like he might be an attorney or he could be a marketing guru, but he's a very wealthy man. And it says that there is going to be pleasure with you and Frank, but I also feel like there's heartache with you and Frank, too, like a normal relationship. You know, you have your moments. But I do see Frank coming out of a blue mood, and it does say that he is a soulmate connection. So I see success moving forward.
That would be great because I haven't spoken to him the whole weekend, but I just try to hold on to, like, what you say. But I keep, like, right. If, you know, your mind goes, like, is he, what was he doing all weekend? Like, is he another woman? You know, like, your mind just goes. But that's good to hear.
Stay strong. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move right along. So 561, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How can I help today?
Yes, I wanted to know, what do you see in regards to a job for me, please?
Well, I definitely see a phone call coming through. I do feel like you are going to be thinking about making a new home or a new job, you know, like a second home for you. It says that you are going to strengthen your income, and I also feel like there's some training that's going to be involved with the new job. So I do feel like there's actually more than one job coming up for you. It says there's an abundance amount of opportunity, and it does feel like you have integrity or a good reputation or, you know, an excellent resume. And it does feel like you are going to, you know, be getting another job. I keep getting the number 9 around timing and next to 3. So it could be 3 months from now. But I see some frustration. Have you been looking for work 2 months now or 3 months? Because I get the number 5. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so something, it seems like there's more than one opportunity coming up for you, Stacy.
Okay. All right. Thank
okay,
you.
Great. My pleasure. Thanks for the call today. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Sharon. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, Sharon. Thanks for the call. So, do you have a specific question or something that's going on that you'd like to tap into?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, last year I changed careers, and I want to see if you see stability in my finances and career this year with my job. I know it's all job questions, it seems.
Yeah, they run in themes, the shows do.
I know.
Yeah, they do. It's amazing. Sometimes I feel like I have said this before. I'm giving the same reading this week, but it's all because it's like energy, you know. Sometimes everybody that needs the same reading or the same information, you know, call on the same day.
I did get a good review a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I thought so. For a moment, I thought you were going to give me a good review. I was like, thank you. I see you being very intuitive yourself, and it does feel like you can feel like you're on the verge of change. So that's a good thing. I do see contracts coming up. This is a big company that you work for. It's like a big, big company. Is that right?
You're absolutely, yes. It's you, yes. But it's not a contract. It's not temporary. This is a permanent job.
Right. But I see contracts coming up symbolically, that there does seem to be a new title or more money coming through for you. So it says that you're feeling it, like you're on the verge of it. You might even have some anxiety at times, or like some, you know, catching your breath of, you know, whether to be excited or, you know, exhausted from, you know, worry, not worry, but, you know, just putting a lot of energy towards it. It says that you are going to get, that you are going to get what you desire. And I do see new beginnings coming up for you. And I do see you working with another man in the near future. So it does feel like there's going to be a change coming through. I get the number 4 a couple times, which usually indicates timing. So.
Okay.
All right, John. Thanks for the call. Definitely keep me posted.
Thank you so much. Have a nice Sunday.
Thank you. So once again, watch me on Facebook Live at Psychic Lifestyle page for a psychic workshop and a tarot card reading lesson on behalf of Sai Chic School. Thank you. Get a live lesson as I do readings from Blog Talk Radio. Have you ever wanted to become psychic and do psychic readings? Then join me, Robin Zodiac, for a tarot card lesson in a live workshop courtesy of Sai Chic School. Okay, we're going to go on to... Area code 262.
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How can I help you today?
I just started a Etsy store, and I was wondering. Sorry, I have a bad cold.
Oh no!
I just started a Etsy store, and I was wondering if you could see how it would, if it would be successful.
Well, the first thing I got is that, there's an abundance amount of strength coming through. It does feel like you're putting a lot of your thoughts and energies into it. And it does feel like there's an abundance amount of success. I also feel that you're going to be doing a lot of networking. It says that it could be phone calls or, once again, phone orders, but it does feel like... you know, make sure, I know that Etsy is kind of like a third person and you're not supposed to give out personal information, but this could also mean communication through emails and just keeping up with your clients and things like that.
I do feel it's going to bring you up. It's going to be a lot to keep up with. So, yes, it does feel like you're going to have a major amount of success. But I have to tell you, your environment is frustrating you right now. And it does say that you're going through feelings of dissatisfaction. So it's a good idea that you're throwing yourself into this. It says you're going to be a very wealthy woman one day. I also see you possibly taking classes, even though it might be yoga classes. It says that there's some classes coming up for you.
And I missed something before you, the yoga. I couldn't, you cut out for a second.
Oh, I see you taking classes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like art classes or like yoga classes?
It could be your art classes. It just feels like you're going to be taking some classes, and ones of enjoyment.
Oh, good. Well, that's so exciting. Thank you so much. And I am dissatisfied right now. I've been sick for so long now, too. I just can't get rid of this, for God's sake.
So well,
frustrating.
Yeah, I got to start believing you're going to wake up and feel great tomorrow. Tomorrow's another day, and look forward to the future, you know. And I know you feel held back, but, you know, once again, there's better things ahead. You should call me for a private consultation, too.
I would like to. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All righty. Take care.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to move right on. iPod 515, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Who's this?
I have... Oh, this is JJ.
Hi, JJ. Thanks for the questioning.
Hey.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about buying a house or a property. Do you see that it's that will happen, or is it a good idea to purchase a property now? And if so, when's a good time to purchase
well,
it?
I can tell you what I see. You can watch me on Facebook Live at the Psychic Lifestyle page for the psychic workshop that I'm doing right now. I have the cards laid out, and you can actually go back and watch this. It says that you are going to be signing contracts, but it also feels that it's prudish, meaning that you're going to get land, like you said, or a very good deal. So it does feel like the right deal is going to present itself. I feel like you have on your mind something that would give you pleasure, like you already have a property in your mind. Also, it says that your foundation is to be a nurturer, look after everybody else, and sometimes this is another reason why it's hard for you to make decisions. But I do see that there is desire as your near past. And also, I feel like there's a woman and a man you haven't met that is going to push you through with this money deal that's going on. So even if you're at a crossroads, I just keep getting that you have to kind of listen to your inner voice on the right property, and it looks like it's going to happen for you.
Good. So you're breaking up a little bit. So it sounds like a good deal will come through at some point.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
My
pleasure. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We're just having a commercial break here, so you can please watch me on Facebook Live at Psychic Lifestyle page. And and for a psychic workshop and tarot card reading lesson on behalf of the Psychic School, get a live lesson as I do readings for Blog Talk Radio. Have you ever wanted to become psychic and do psychic readings? Then join me, Robin Zodiac, for a
psychic workshop courtesy of Psy Chic School. So I'm going to go back to the phone now. And I'm going to go with the code 480. You're on the air.
Happy New Year. Thank you for taking my call.
And who's this?
This is Shruti from Arizona. And hi.
Mm-hmm.
I will go with the theme of today in terms of career. What do you see for me upcoming
okay.
in my career?
Okay. Well, it does feel like you're going to be going back to something that you have done before. It feels like you're in the same career. It doesn't look like there's any changes in regards to the industry that you work in. But it also says that you've had some obstacles. It seems like you've had some setbacks, and it also feels like you have had some heartache. But it does feel like when it comes to your career, you're going to get what you desire. You're going to be spending time with another man at work, actually another 2 men at work. One is new. You haven't met yet. This is, once again, the running theme of this today's show. But I see celebration with somebody that's very smart and very helpful. So I keep getting that you're going back to a place that you either worked before or you're going back to an industry that, you know, you have most success in, but it seems like you're returning to something. So that's what I'm getting today, Trudy.
Are you picking up anything about the timing of when that return is happening?
May time period. I got the number five, May. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure, Jenny. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye now. Okay, we're going to move right along. And we're going to go to... Erica, 614.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, who's this?
My name is Filton.
Hi, Filton. How can I help today?
Good. I have a question about work. I wanted to know if my next job would be any easier or just better for me, or pay more than the job that I have now.
Okay. Yes, it does feel like your current job is bringing about disappointment. And I do see a better job coming up for you. Once again, it's a big company, you know, a very large company. And I do see you doing a lot of computer work. It does feel like it's a job where there's a lot of technology around. I do see you being very successful. And I am getting the completion of a work opportunity that's going to bring about happiness. I do see you maintaining your luxuries. I feel like that's something that, you know, you might fear, you know, with the job change, being more disappointed. But it does feel like there is a gentleman ahead of you that you're going to be working with that's going to help you with stability working in this very large company. So that's what I'm getting today.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you can watch me on Facebook Live at Psychic Lifestyle page for a psychic workshop and a tarot card reading lesson on behalf of Psy Chic School. Then get a live lesson as I do readings from Blog Talk Radio. Have you ever wanted to become psychic and do psychic readings? And join me, Robin Zodiac, for a tarot card lesson and this live workshop courtesy of Psy Chic School. Leave your thoughts below what you think of the show and do stay in touch with me. So we're going back to the phones, and we're on with 808.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Caprice.
Hi, Caprice. How can I help today, Caprice?
I was watching you on Facebook, and then I decided to call in, so I didn't know which way you were going.
Oh, good. Good. Glad you called in. All right.
I have a question. I was looking to buy some property, so I moved to Hawaii and I got priced out. And then still want to buy property, but ever since I've gotten to what I call the mainland, I've been having some issues of getting property, but also the lawsuit that I had did in Hawaii has been given some turbulence, and then all of a sudden the lawsuit I had with the VA just like got kicked out and got backlogged where now I owe the VA money. Do you see anything changing or like what the blockage is for stuff like that? Because it seems like I'm getting a lot of different little blocks.
Okay. I can tell you, and I'm on Facebook, so if you can watch the spread. This is you are traveling, and you mentioned Hawaii, so I feel like there's travel coming up for you where you're going to be able to get a deal. I also feel that there's opportunity but to climb like a Capricorn, you know, but also be careful of others. Like, it's a good thing that this property didn't work out because it does feel like it was mischievous business dealings. It wasn't the right deal. I do feel that you mentioned legal and owing money. I feel like that's not truthful. That says that that's been the main thought of your mind is like, you know, wanting justice and then being unjustifiably nailed with the bill or the threat of. But I feel like you're going to be able to work that out. It doesn't seem to be the truth. It does feel like there's somebody, once again, around the lawsuit that's being deceivious. I'm sure it's the other party. But it also says that you know your deal best and you ought to stick to it. And also it says that quickly, like within a matter of days, you're going to get some resolution with that. So I want to hear back on next week's show. Also, it does feel that there is going to be another opportunity of property coming up for you, and it seems like it's a better fit. It's something that you're really going to feel inspired and almost like spiritual about. So it feels like you're going to be communicating with the proper person to be able to have this all come together. So yes, that's what I'm seeing today.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Please do leave your thoughts below, okay? If you would, on Facebook
Live.
All right. Thank you, my dear. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I just hung up on somebody. I hope they call back. Hello, area code 5850.
That's me. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who's this?
Michelle.
Hi,
Martinez.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah. How can I help today?
Well, I'm hoping you can help. It's like a dilemma. I had chest pains, and this has happened before a couple years ago. And so I went to the hospital, and my blood pressure was like 180 over 104, and I never have high blood pressure. It's like 100 over 60, you know, really low. And so I think it was because of that episode of the chest pain that I had, and the chest pain radiated into my jaw. I went to the hospital. They tested me out. They ended up sending me home 2 days later. Now, my cath, when they did a heart catheterization, it turned up fine. But now my stress test came back abnormal, but they couldn't find anything when they did the heart cath. But then they also did blood work. All my blood work came back fine, except for I had a D-dimer. A D-dimer is something you produce when you have a blood clot. But they couldn't find anything when they did a chest x-ray. So I'm like, what the heck is going on? They couldn't find anything, and I know in my heart is something to do with my veins, my heart, my arteries or something. I don't know. I mean, but they checked my arteries and my heart and it was fine. But this chest pain was real. It's not something that was in my head. It wasn't a panic attack. I never have high blood pressure. I'm like, I need to figure out where to look, what is going on.
Well,
something maybe you can see that they're missing.
Well, you're looking, you're going to doctors, and it says that there's a transformation coming up, and that there's a lot of transformations. And it does feel like you have a lot of worry over this, so this is another thing that's triggering it. I do feel something around your home is setting you back. There's interference around your home, so I'm not sure exactly what that means, but that's something that I'm getting today, so you'll have to tell me what that means. Something is causing interference in your home. I don't feel like, I get that there's money ahead of you and wealth, and I do feel like you are going to be feeling better, but it just feels like you had a moment of sickness and you went to the doctors and the doctors are doing their job. So that's what I'm feeling is that a lot of this is worry and anxiety probably.
Huh.
But also, you know, follow the doctor's advice, you know, no caffeine, things like that, you know, because of the high blood pressure. I don't know what it's all about, but yeah, definitely.
But I don't have high blood pressure. I mean, it went down after the episode of the chest pain, and the chest pain had went up into my jaws. But the blood pressure went down as soon as the chest pain went away.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah, like today's reading, I just saw that you are getting over some sickness. Like, you're okay. I mean, that's what I'm getting. I mean, I'm sure you'll go to the doctor if you feel it again, but I feel like you're going to be okay. I mean, I see you moving forward, working, making money, being happy.
All right. Oh, I just feel in my heart that there's something that they're missing, you know what I mean? And I can't figure out what it is. And this happened before, and both times, the time that it happened before is I had took a long trip. And when I came home, that's when I had the same episode, and the D-dimmer showed up, which is usually you only produce that when you pass a clot. And I was, like, really tired, like, 2 days before it happened. And then I took another trip to go see my son, which was like 4,000 miles. So it was quite a long trip. And then I started having these chest pains again. But I hope it's over with.
Mm. That's what I see. So it feels like you're anticipating more to come, but it's not. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So you can watch me live on Facebook. And you want to go to a psychic lifestyle page for a psychic workshop and a tarot card lesson on behalf of the Chic School. Get a live lesson as I do readings from Blog Talk Radio. Have you ever wanted to become a psychic and do psychic readings? Then join me, Robin Zodiac, for a tarot card lesson in a live workshop courtesy of Psychic. So, once again, we only have a few seconds in the show. Let's just see. Here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Robin. It's Tanika. I was just listening to the rest of the show.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you so much. I'll see you next
thank
week,
you.
Okay? All
okay,
right.
Yep.
Okay. And also, if you want to call me on a private consultation, you can dial 877-924-4783. That's 877-924-4783. Call me directly for a private consultation. Signing off. Thank you. This is Robin Zodiac.